It eats what feeds it. Scout Comics presents the trade paperback edition of our friend Aaron Crow's comic, It Eats What Feeds It. Get all three issues in one trade paperback. It's $9.99. Get it at scoutcomics.com or wherever good comics are sold. But seriously, It Eats What Feeds It. Aaron Crow, Max Hoven, Gabriel Umizar doing the illustrations. Great series. You gotta buy it. If you haven't bought it yet, what the hell is wrong with you? Welcome to Rounding Down, the only Outlaw Tough Person, Bad Person podcast that dares ask what is good and what is bad. I'm Chid, the Outlaw Tough Person, Bad Person in question, and I'm joined as usual by my co-host, a man who likes seltzer and doesn't think it's making him mature. It's Cy Fieri.
Hey, Chid.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I'm really excited because here's why. Tonight, you and I have already been speaking for an hour and a half.
We have. We've got a lot accomplished.
If you want to do a, assuming that these episodes are out concurrently or both are released now, if you want to hear what Cy and I did in chronological order, go back and listen to the episode of the Pepsi Boys that both of us are on, because we just finished recording that. And now we're jumping into our show. What a night, as the Four Seasons once sang.
Oh, what a night.
Yeah, it's true. And hang on, wait, is the Synonym Song Singer here?
I don't know, is he?
Oh, what an evening. The end of the last month of the year, a long time ago. It was a very enjoyable time for me. I recall it was an evening.
Oh, I
got a silly feeling when she pranced it in the mood. As I recall, I came really fast when we were fucking.
Oh, what an evening.
Oh, man.
So that song's about premature ejaculation, as you know.
Premature ejaculation with a sex worker, to my understanding.
Yeah, and I knew that. So that song was a hit, like in the 60s, I think. But then they put a Miami backbeat on it in the 90s, and we released it as a single in the 90s.
Yep.
And so I was familiar with it deeply in the early 90s when I was in what grade were we in when that song was a hit? Like, we were in probably third or fourth grade.
Yeah.
Maybe second grade. And I knew it was about that then, when I was that age. I was like, oh, this is about a guy who ejaculated too soon. Well, and I was deeply ashamed to know that, to have that knowledge, and yeah, also was very embarrassed by that song.
I didn't know what ejaculating was in fourth grade.
Yeah, I had a neighbor who...
I don't like me to tell this.
Yeah. Anyway. It wasn't victimized or anything. But you know how you know older kids who are just like, coming is this, like that sort of thing when you're a kid.
I'm sorry, what?
You're like, let me tell you about cum.
Is that what the Cumtown podcast is about?
I've never heard that podcast.
That's all I can imagine now.
Coming is this. Let me tell you about coming.
That's good stuff. I'm really happy. It's good stuff. So anyway,
coming is great stuff. I'm a computer. Stop all the download.
Yeah, it's a real treat. I gotta edit that out. So I was tonight we I'm gonna blame this on myself. I normally will DM our guests in the middle of the day and be like, hey, just a reminder, we're recording tonight, and then they normally remember that there's a record tonight, or the night that we're recording. But I didn't do that today. I was very busy with a variety of weird things.
Oh man,
let's just say Mr. Brown paid me a visit today.
Did you shit yourself today?
Wait, is that what Mr. Brown means? I thought it just meant when you have diarrhea.
I went right to shit myself.
I didn't shit myself. I'm home alone. I'm very close to two toilets.
That doesn't rule out the opportunity for you to shit yourself.
Being close to two toilets doesn't preclude you from shitting yourself.
Yeah, that's what I sound like. Because I would totally use the word preclude.
Being close.
We both know I don't know what that means.
Hey, I'm Cy the Rhode Islander, and being close to two toilets don't mean you. It don't preclude you from shitting yourself. You can be close to two toilets, and it won't preclude you from anything.
Again, I would not say preclude.
Why don't you have a conversation with that guy?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Cy? How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, too, but that doesn't preclude me from feeling a little bit upset. I'm not precluded from feeling upset, and I feel a little bit upset.
Sir, could you tell me what precludes?
Don't ask me what my words mean. I use the words I fucking use. This is the way I talk. And
well, how am I supposed to understand you?
Hey, you come to my sandwich shop in Johnston, Rhode Island, and this is how I fucking talk. If you got a problem with that, you go to another sandwich shop.
There's no chance I would ever buy a sandwich in Johnston.
Oh, you might buy one sandwich, but actually pay for two sandwiches and get two sandwiches, you motherfucker. Oh, Marone.
This has turned very, very violent.
Just because it's violent, it doesn't preclude it from being a pleasant conversation.
You're going to insurrect a sandwich riot.
Anyway.
I can't help but notice that no one's hopping in on this.
No, no one is. I think we're having a tough time finding a guest tonight. Well, I'm going to give it, we'll give it 5 more minutes and then let's call it. If it doesn't work, we'll call it and cancel it. Sounds good?
It sounds great. I don't want to get canceled, though, so can we cancel the episode and not each other?
Let's cancel each other. Tell me about the time that you and Trent Reznor were burning the pubic hair off of women.
I denounced Marilyn Manson 25 years ago. That's what Trent Reznor...
Well, good for him, I gotta say. And I also denounced Marilyn Manson 25 years ago. Here's when I denounced him, is when my Nana asked me, she said... Why is he named Marilyn Manson? Who would name himself after such an awful person? And I said, listen, Nana, I think what you did with the president was a little bit shitty, too. But I don't think she's a terrible person. Oh.
Is that how you talk to your Nana? Listen, Nana.
listen up, Nana.
Hey, Lana. Nana, you listen here.
Hey, Nana, just because she was fucking JFK, that don't preclude her from being a good lady.
That's this Johnson Hello? Sandwich shop guy talking to us.
Oh, Nana, what the fuck? Hey, it looks like we got two guests in here. Guests, hello. Who's here?
This is Zach. I got the bat signal. Anybody can join. That's for me. That's my bat signal.
Of course. It's Zach Martin. Yeah. How you doing, Zach? Good. Welcome. Welcome. We were just talking.
Another favorite of mine is in here.
Yeah, another old favorite's here, too.
Hey, Cy, I guess.
Yeah, fuck off, Zach. Oh, wow.
This isn't supposed to happen. It looks like we got Mangini, are you here? Mangini's having audio problems.
OBG, are you here? Old beige guy.
Oh, he's uh-oh. We're getting muted. A lot of audio problems here. What the fuck is going on? You're only supposed to be able to have three people on.
Jorts is here. Oh, my God.
Jorts, can you hear us?
We went from no one to, like, 12 guests.
This is weird. I didn't think this would happen. Well,
you knew I would come.
We did.
We said that
before. Of course. I never checked that DM either, so that was perfect.
Well, you saw a link and you said, I got to jump right in, and we appreciate that. So what happened tonight is Cy and I had a guest that was scheduled to be on, and we will have to rebook this guest because I forgot to remind this guest that the recording was tonight, and I believe that this guest also forgot that the recording was tonight, which is fine. But so we welcome all of you in our last-minute makeup episode. Jorts, how you doing, buddy?
He goes by Dr. Penis. He's not Jorts anymore. I'm sorry, does someone have a pig?
That would be a dog, I think. I think that's my dog.
Okay.
Sorry. I got a hot mic.
I heard grunting. Yeah, it sounded like that. It would be rude if we didn't give old beige guy a chance to say hello to everybody. Yep.
You are.
Well, you shouldn't be working this late.
You shouldn't be working this late, old beige guy.
Chid, does your, excuse me, old beige guy, does your daughter know that you're on right now? Yeah, let her know.
Yeah, let her know. You gotta let her know. Listen, just because his daughter doesn't know he's on the show doesn't preclude him from having a good time with his friends. Guys, quick question for everyone. In your opinion, what's the best pop song that was a real hit about premature ejaculation?
I'd like Old Beige Guy to answer first.
I'm gonna shut my...
if I can jump in here, I'd have to say it's U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For.
I Phil haven't found what I'm looking for.
Beth Wright.
About my wife's boss.
Isn't Bono's name Phil? Didn't we see that?
No, we thought his name was Phil, but we looked it up and his name was some other generic four-letter.
I thought we thought his name was Paul.
Yeah.
Is it Paul? Yeah, that's what it was. I always think his name's Phil. He looks like a Phil to me.
He filled my iPod with that album one time.
Hey.
Can you repeat the question?
He said, "Hey, your fucking iPod's like an eclair, and here's my CD, baby."
Zach, what's your favorite song from the 60s about premature ejaculation?
Oh, the 60s. I was just going to say like four songs from Dookie.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's good.
OBJ's is Just My Imagination.
Just My Imagination. That's good. I like that one.
It's a good one.
I think there are four songs from Dookie. It's my favorite. That's my favorite Stephen King short story collection. It's a good
four
one.
Four songs from Dookie.
Yeah, that's where he wrote famously The Body, which became that movie with River Phoenix. And also that other one about the school shooting. And also that other one that became Shawshank Redemption.
My favorite song about premature ejaculation is Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones.
Yeah, it's like, you're trying not to come a lot.
Yep.
Etc. Guys, how old were you when you learned what cum is?
Chid just told me how old he was before you guys got on when he learned about what cum was.
And we...
She's like the right call.
Chid, can you give us your cum text story?
Cum text? Yeah. Can you give us some
I'll
cum
give
text?
Me the cum text you're missing here. Is I told... Hi, I was like... I said that I was aware that the song Oh What a Night by the Four Seasons was about premature ejaculation. Because remember when that song came out, like it came out in the 60s, but then it was re-released in the like early 90s, like with like a backbeat behind it. That's like boom, doom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? Like it's got like a real like 90s style drum beat behind it. And it was like a remix or whatever. But I was aware, it being an 8 or 9 or 7 year old, that it was about coming too soon during sex. And it embarrassed me greatly because I was very, I was raised to be terrified and scared of anything sexual. And so, I was like, how did you even know what cum was? And I was like, well, I had a neighbor who told me what cum was. And he was like, oh, it sounds like, you know, he's like, that sounds creepy. And I was like, no, it wasn't a creepy thing. It was just like, you know, older kids will just be like, no, this is what cum is. Like they just will like,
what?
You know,
no.
Be
yeah, the classic American tale.
I'm all familiar with that.
So my mom had to explain to me in like sixth grade or fifth grade what the bases were because someone on the bus told me.
Well, what?
You know, like how first base is when you kiss and like, so I was telling my mom about it and then she had to have the sex talk with me because she wanted me to know the right stuff.
Well, was it because the kid on the bus
gave your mom tell you the bases
the
are? Please explain.
No, she didn't like correct me as to what the bases were. She took it as an opportunity to give me the sex talk. Unlike
when
your
parents,
Chid,
when
you
were 12?
You were 19.
When you were 12?
No.
You were not supposed to hear that till you're 19 and you're in college. That's when my dad said, hey, you have a girlfriend now. I trust you know to take the proper precautions. That was the sex talk I got when I was 19.
Precautions.
My dad on my first day of college they took my fake ID. He slipped me a $100 bill on a fake ID. So I think we had similar childhood.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds like a good. I mean, fake ID would have been great. I would have loved to have a fake ID to go to not all ages shows. When I was 15, 16, 17. I can't tell you how many great bands I missed because I was like 16. It really sucked. But there used to be like a ton of 21 plus shows back in the day. Accurate days. I miss those.
Chid, what was your closest city? Or did you live in what's Maine's?
I'm not from Maine, my
man.
Oh,
that's a joke. That's a running gig?
I'm from Rhode Island, which is
not a real state.
That's the same as Maine.
How dare everyone? Everyone. Hey, Cy, I'm not a Rhode Islander anymore, and also I hate that place, But Cy volitionally bought a house there very recently. So Cy is a Rhode Islander.
Take it easy, Rhode Island in general.
Oh, you think you're better than me?
We're having a rough year. Tom Brady left, and now he's in his bowl.
And it would be just like a Rhode Islander to say that Tom Brady leaving is specifically a Rhode Island problem.
The pandemic's not a problem, but Tom Brady leaving is definitely a Rhode Island problem.
Hey, Gino Raimondo's got it under control, baby. That's the governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo.
I know. I heard her on NPR once. God. She sounds like a nice lady.
Yeah. Yeah, she really, if you want to just hear a lot of people who hate her from all sides of the political aisle, you can certainly go to Rhode Island and talk to people.
How is the state
but yeah, in Rhode Island, I would go to...
How is the state of Rhode Island? How is it? Is it okay?
So Rhode Island is a weird state for a variety of reasons, but one is that like many states in the Rust Belt, Rhode Island was like a manufacturing state. It was like a farming and manufacturing state. And the manufacturing is completely gone, so that doesn't exist as an industry anymore. There's a lot of like jewelry manufacturing that existed there, like up until like the late 70s, early 80s, even. And all that is gone, so there's like really a dearth of jobs there. And
dearth.
It's
bread dearth. Yeah.
It's a state. It's a wild state thing, but truly it kind of is. But yeah, it's a weird state. It's a weird place for a variety of reasons. But I think it's always a state that's doing pretty poorly as far as jobs and wow. It also as far as education, always doing pretty
except
poorly.
Except for Cy, remember, it's going to be great.
Yeah, well, again, Cy also specifically chose to live in like a Republican stronghold in that state, which is an interesting choice.
Yeah. Cy chose to live in an area where his family lives so he could help his grandmother whose husband recently passed away after 61 marriages.
Jesus, Chid.
That's... Yeah, wow. I'm the
yes,
bad guy.
I voted
sure.
for Cy. No, I didn't. I lied. I'm
Cy, and I'm trying to be helpful to my grandma. Listen up, grandma. I'm trying to help you.
That's what I say. I say, listen here, Nana.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's a weird state. I left as soon as I could. I would go to shows in Providence to answer your question. Providence and Worcester, Massachusetts were the two central hubs, and also New London, Connecticut was the third place I would go to shows.
That's where
Chid
got kicked in the head at a Hot Rod
famously,
Circuit.
Famously, not at a Hot Rod Circuit thrice, show, excuse thrice, me, at a Thrice concert, I was kicked in the head.
Thank was you. This, like, on purpose, or someone happened to kick you on the head?
No, someone just like stage dove and like I got like kind of scissor kicked in the head. It was
wild. Dustin Kinsrew. He jumped off mid song and just kicked Chid in the head. It was pretty sweet.
It was awesome, man. It was during the illusion of safety tour.
It was
kind of
like Chid had the illusion of safety that you go to.
I had the illusion of safety that I could have fun and without ending up.
Chid was the first person to,
but
the
illusion was shattered.
Play deadbolt and actually get them mad at him.
Yeah, there. It was good. That was before that show featured Brand New as the first opener, yeah, it was great. A great time, and like there was a lot of
teenage girls there.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I mean, that was.
Hey,
the main,
you wanna? I wanna give you guys a brand new story that doesn't involve underage.
Oh, there's one.
Still shows that Jesse Lacey's a shitty person.
Please.
So when I was about 15 years old, I went to go see. Brand New at a VFW hall. This was right after Your Favorite Weapon came out. They played a local VFW hall here before they were, you know, bigger than they are now. And I went with a friend who's a little bit older than me. He had a job and a car, and I didn't have either of those things because I was 15. And I was there, the only person who knew who Brand New was, and I was, you know, singing along and enjoying myself. And my friend and I went up to buy a shirt, and I didn't have cash on me, so my friend was buying me a shirt. And then Jesse Lacey decided to imply, he asked us if we were together as though he was a homophobe. And it was very, very disconcerting, and I knew then that he was a shitty human.
So what happened with the older guy?
I mean, we talked a little bit.
What base did you get to?
We didn't know at the time.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Fourth base is when...
That wasn't until... We didn't fuck until we were much older.
I heard that first base is when you get to kiss, and second base is when you get to touch one nipple, and third base is when you get to touch both nipples, and fourth base is when you get to put your face in
the nipple. Ground rule double for some reason. Nipple. Nobody knew what he meant by that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I gotta say, it's a good time. Gentlemen, can anyone tell us any of your favorite... what's your favorite thing that's happened to you during this new year?
Things are happening to people? I just go to work and then come home. Nothing ever happens.
Don't all jump in at
I
once.
I don't even leave my apartment to go to work.
Yeah, neither do I. And my apartment's a house, so it's real.
Oh, listen to this guy. Asshole right here.
I didn't today. I tweeted the other day.
Oh, this guy's got rooms. All right,
sorry,
fucker.
Sorry. OBG is raising his hand.
Oh, wow. Let me just tell you this quick tale, because this is why I thought of that. I tweeted the other day that I hadn't left my house in 11 days. It occurred to me that I hadn't been further than the end of the driveway in 11 days. But then this evening, it occurred to me that I get like that informed delivery from the post office where they tell you like you get a picture of what's coming in your mail before you get it. And I didn't get any mail yesterday or the day before. And then the day before that, I just got like junk mail. And today it occurred to me that I hadn't even been outside of my house, even to the end of the driveway, in 4 days.
That's good work.
It's healthy.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. OBG, you got something to say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Like Huey Lewis?
I was going to say the same thing, Si. You beat me to it.
Oh, is it an OTC drug? Oh.
No, I'd have to ask my doctor about it. My doctor would be like, Chid, you're 36. I'm not giving you this drug. But I can ask. I mean, I'd be happy to. The other night I woke up with extreme. Sometimes when you wake up to piss 4 or 5 times a night because you're drinking 14 to 16 Topo Chicos a day, let's just be honest. You know, sometimes you can't fall back asleep as easy. So the other night I woke up and it was like 3 a.m. and I read 2.5 chapters of a book before I went back to sleep, which is a thing. It's a good thing to do. I felt like, wow, I got a lot accomplished and the rest of the world was still asleep. So like Kobe Bryant, you could say that I was training hard.
Is he training hard?
In heaven?
Really? Yes. You still have to train in heaven? That kind of sucks.
I think that if you live to train, then like you got to rise and grind. You got to like get up and get out. You got to like you got to shine to shine. You know what I mean?
You haven't gotten up and gotten out. And
yeah, but like that doesn't preclude me.
But that doesn't preclude me from having a good time in my fucking house.
Nothing. It doesn't preclude me at all. And in fact, Si, I'll have you know that even though I hadn't left the house in 11 days, I have. I've been doing just like constant spin classes, just constant.
I'm gonna further prove that you're depressed. We have a group full of grown men in this.
You have 5 super depressed people. We'll decide.
Yep. So no, I just Chid earlier informed me what he had for dinner tonight, and I want to ask everyone else.
Was this before we recorded?
Yes. Wow. I want to ask everyone else what they had for dinner, and we can compare. So we'll start with Jorts. What did you have for dinner tonight?
Oh, man. I had a double quarter pounder with no onions.
Yeah, nice.
And a
nice.
Dad Coke.
That's health. Wow. Healthy.
A dad Coke or a Diet Coke?
A Diet Coke.
Yeah, both.
That's it. I'm calling Diet Cokes Dad Cokes now from now on.
Good.
OBG, what did you have for dinner tonight? And this is how I know that Chid didn't have the same thing as you, because he would have said that he had cold slaw. Zach, what did you have for dinner?
Yeah. I had petite filet, Brussels sprouts with a bunch of shit in it, and mashed potatoes.
Mangini in a bottle. What did you have for dinner?
My wife made this spanakopita melt. It's like a giant party sub. Looking thing.
Wow.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
Listen to these dinners.
Yeah.
And should I tell them what I had for dinner?
Hold on. I'm going to say what I had first. I had marinated pork filet with potatoes au gratin.
Wow. I can't eat cheese, but yeah, that sounds amazing.
Sorry. That's something that a co-host would do. So, but my wife also made that. So, Chid, why don't you tell us about your meal this evening?
Yeah, so for context, just so you know, my wife and the kids are in Maine visiting her family for like the next week, and I am home alone, which has been, I've been relaxing. It's been great. I can't go there because they have animals, and I'm severely allergic to like cats and dogs and animals. And so we didn't want to like rent a house for like 2 weeks that I, you know, for $5,000 or whatever that we don't have to spend on that sort of bullshit. So I'm just staying here and working anyway. I'm very busy.
Hold on.
But that being said, here's what I made myself for dinner. Hang on. Here's what I had for dinner. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Before you continue, Chid, no one else's explanation of their dinner included that much.
Excuse me. Excuse
that
me.
That much explanation before.
I had to set the table before I had the dinner. And I set that table, and here's the dinner I had, okay? Here's the dinner I had. A handful of raspberries standing in front of an open refrigerator. One piece of cold bacon that I cooked in the stove. About cold 11 bacon. Days ago. Yeah, it was cold. It was a piece of cold, it was cooked bacon, but it was like cold that was like 11 days old. It was in the deli drawer. Yep, it also in front of the glow of the refrigerator. I also had 6 Nilla wafer minis, because there were 6 left in this box of minis that my daughter mostly eats. And
wait,
I had 6
so just
of
to be
them
clear, they make
the
mini
box.
Versions of Nilla wafers?
Yeah, like, they make mini Nilla wafers.
They make mini versions and also chips.
Well, yeah, but...
yeah, and,
okay.
And then I also had, so, handful of raspberries, one piece of bacon, 6 Nilla wafers, and 1 ginger beer. Bundaberg ginger beer. It was great. That was my dinner. I don't know what's wrong with that. I don't know why Sai's casting aspersions on me. Just because I eat like a bachelor, standing up in front of the refrigerator, just grabbing random shit out and eating it and pretending it's a meal. I don't know why that's bad.
When you described that meal to me, I just thought it was a cry for help and that maybe we could all talk to you about being depressed and how it's okay to reach out for help when you need it. And I'm not trying to make fun of depression, but like that's a depression meal.
That's not a depression. That's a convenience meal. I'm free. I'm living a life here, Sai. I don't know if you know this, but like I can wake up at 3 a.m. and turn on the lights and read a book for an hour if I have to. I can watch The Sopranos for 5 hours every night. I can work from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. and not even notice the time passing. I can set personal records on my Peloton. I can walk down the stairs to the lower part of my house where it's cold and the whole house is cold because I have the heat off because I'm not paying for heat when no one's down there. I can also... I can also have diarrhea in the comfort of my home and get to, and it doesn't preclude me from getting to either toilet to shit in the toilet. I just want you to know that I can do any of those things and so much more with this empty house.
Is Yeasty Dick
a... I can
do
all of those things without an empty house.
Well, yeah, you don't have kids. You're living a
dream
on,
life.
Man. You're living a free time dream
life.
Now
here's the real question: when you take those uninterrupted shits, are you leaving the door open or are you closing it? That will.
Oh, you know I'm leaving the door open, my man. Of course, high five. I'm leaving that door wide open. I don't care. Like, who gives a shit? Who's gonna see me shitting? And also, you know what? There's a window that, like, on the way to the bathroom up here. We don't have what we're calling an owner's suite these days, because our bedroom is huge, but there's not a bathroom in the bedroom. It's like a little bit down the hall.
Is that called an ensuite?
Yeah, or you could call it an ensuite. So we don't have a suite bedroom. We have just a bedroom, and then the bathroom's like down the hall. And there's like one window that overlooks the adjoining street, and I just like walk straight naked like towards that window to get into the bathroom all the time.
So
and at first
I
was like,
in Philadelphia.
At first I was like, people are gonna see me, and then I was like, hey, if people see me walking around naked,
that's
I hope
own.
They enjoy
it's
the show. That's their problem.
Day.
That's true. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the people across from me at work. My blinds at are broken. Work? My office. There's an office. There's like a work building across from my.
Oh yeah, you work from home. I get it.
Yeah,
it makes sense now.
Yeah,
I'm calling HR though.
It's called JFH, Sai, Jerk yeah. From Home. Maybe you've heard of it.
But there's a work home. Office like building next right across from me. It's not. It's, but they see me naked a lot because my blinds are broken.
They've been asking why you won't come into the office since you work so close.
Guys, tell me you're not a little bit envious of my dinner.
I mean, I could go for some raspberries. Raspberries
like my,
sound
like,
great.
Post work, like I'm fatty. Yeah. That's yeah. Like my mid. That's pre-meal. Yeah. That's pre-meal.
Yeah, I didn't do a meal, so that's the thing. Like here, if I was Ooh. Truly depressed, Sai, I would be doing real.
I got an important question for you.
What?
Your wife's away. Are you going to go have fourth meal at Taco Bell since she's not there?
I don't have a car, so no. I'm not going to go have any. I can't. We have one car because neither. Well, they theoretically can, but I'm not paying.
You order it. That's when you're.
Yeah, I don't want to order Taco Bell, like, to get delivered and pay an $8 upcharge or whatever from Postmates. That seems like a real level of, then I'm really throwing caution to the wind. That's what I'm saying, Si. Like, eating the food that's in my house and making a meal out of old bacon and some raspberries and some Nilla wafers, that sounds great to me. That sounds like a life, honestly.
I'm just happy for you.
One of my cousins texted me and was like, hey, how are you doing home alone earlier tonight? And I was like, I'm doing great. I didn't tell her about the raspberries and the Nilla wafers and the bacon.
I don't understand why you left that part out.
Yeah, I should just text her back and tell her.
Oh, by the way.
No context whatsoever. Be like, this is what I had for dinner.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Have you replied yet?
Yeah, I said I was doing great. That's what I replied. Hey, for everyone who's here, what's your least favorite fruit? Go. Mangini, we're starting with you. Zach, we're going to you.
Probably the kiwi.
You don't like kiwi?
For whatever reason, no, I don't. But I'm sure when people mention other fruits, they'll be like, yeah, fuck the kiwi.
Oh, shit, pineapple. Fuck a pineapple.
Pineapple is your least favorite fruit? Jesus.
No, they're fucking stupid.
That's my favorite fruit. Ugh. I mean, it's not my favorite to like disassemble and cut up because it's a pain in the ass, but I do love a pineapple. I bought myself a pineapple this weekend.
Like a full one?
I didn't have a car.
Yeah, and then you had raspberries and a slice of bacon.
No, but you're not depressed.
Yeah,
you're
well, I got to cut up the pineapple. It's going to take me like 20 minutes to cut it up, so I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till I want to
have a knife.
People
do that for you.
Oh, I want to have a knife.
Wait a minute. till you want to wait till you do want to have a knife?
I want to wait till I want to have a knife.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to. Nope. I don't want to
for the questions. We're fine.
Just because I don't want to have a knife right now.
What's your least favorite fruit?
Oh, yeah, I hate grapefruit. Sucks.
I have to agree. Grapefruit, it's the worst.
Yeah, grapefruit sucks shit. It's great in juices if you like. If you're a real like bougie juice drinker, it's fine to.
The thing about grapefruit is it fucks up like every medication. So you can't have grapefruit if you're taking just about anything.
What? Why?
What says about, who? What's that about? Are you a pharmacist, Jorts?
I did once go medical classes once. Yes.
Interesting.
Is there a reason? Why? What's the reason? What's in it?
They don't know, as far as I remember.
I think it's
science, right? Like, we trust that. These
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's
acidic.
This was
like 12 years ago.
I
just remember it interferes with basically everything.
Just like me on podcasts. I interfere with basically everything. You ask me to be on your podcast, I'm going to ruin it. What do you think is... I can only remember things from 12 years ago. I can't remember anything from like last week. For example, let's play a quick game. In just a moment, I'm going to ask everyone what they did last Tuesday, just for the sake of stuff. So you all have from now until when I ask you to think about what you did last Tuesday. Ready, Mangini? What did you do last Tuesday?
Oh, God. I worked, I guess. Is time a real concept? Are we...
OPG, what did you do last Tuesday? Thank you. Jorts, what did you do last Tuesday?
Same thing for the last, 11 months. I went to work for 8 hours and I came home and watched TV and screwed around on Twitter.
Wow. Well, I've never screwed around on Twitter because I've never been horny online, but I know what you mean. Zach, what did you do last Tuesday? Oh, Zach is muted. Maybe he walked away.
Yeah, he walked away.
He heard about my dinner and he said, you know what? I got to go get a handful of raspberries and a piece of cold bacon and some Nilla wafers.
Maybe he's having a bowel movement.
Wash it down with a cold root beer.
Zach, what did you do last Tuesday?
Ah, come on. The same. Nothing. At home. I probably walked my dog. I went outside to walk my dog. That was my big to the end of the garage or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It must be refreshing to have an animal, to cohabitate with animals. People must really like that.
Yeah. So you really are missing out on a key part of like human existence. No offense.
His allergies are keeping him from doing that.
Yeah. They sure are.
The first known buried dog with humans was like 6,000 BC. So like you're really fucking with like history of time and man.
Yeah, no. And my family too, since we can never have animals here, basically. But my wife is like, there obviously are cats and dogs with like lower dander, you know, like there's a real scale there, but no one's done really extensive research on that. There's some suspicion that Cornish Rex cats, which are the ones that are like the naked looking cats, that they have low dander count, but I think that people conflate dander and fur, and they're not the same thing. Dander, of course, comes from the mouth.
Wow, but our listenership is going up since we're explaining the difference between dander and
just
fur.
Just get some head and shoulders for him, and the dander will be gone.
That's, I wish that were the case, but yeah, I don't know. We had some mice here last winter. We haven't had any this year, but we had some mice last winter, and my wife was like, we just got to get one of those Cornish Rex cats. So once COVID is over, we may do a test drive of that.
Test drive a cat.
You can test drive a cat.
You just got to put on your seatbelt first.
Yeah, you just got to go, like, ask for the newest. I want to go in and say, give me a 2021 Cornish Rex, please. I'm going to test drive it for a weekend, and I'll bring it back if it doesn't work out.
They're very expensive. You're going to get for collateral.
They are very expensive. I think they're, like, the most expensive cat.
That's why you test drive them.
You got to test drive it. It's like the Audi of cats. Like, you're getting that engineering and the performance.
They did engineer it, so it had no fur.
What's the Jaguar of cats?
Jaguar.
A Jaguar?
What is the Jaguar of cats?
A cat like that. It's really cool looking, but like breaks down every 10 minutes.
All of them.
Those ones with the little tiny short legs, like Scott.
I want to tell you a little story about cats. This morning, we have two cats, and I have to keep them separate because my cat will attack my wife's cat. And they're both old, so they're kind of set in their ways, and we're not really going to be able to get them to stay together. So we separate them, and this morning I went to go get my wife's cat out of our den, and we usually take her cat bed with us, and we put it in the bedroom, and I was shirtless, and her cat decided to pee on her bed in the den, and I didn't know that she had done so, so I had the cat bed up against me, so I was covered in cat piss this morning, so what I have to say about that is that cats are great, and I can't wait for Chid to get one.
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, wait, is the synonym song singer here?
I think so.
Hey, compadre, you speaking back to myself? Take him outside. You gotta keep him not together. Hey, man, are you being unkind towards me? Get him out of here. You gotta keep him not together. Hey, 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 don't pay any attention. If you're 17 or under, you won't be going to prison. Hey, come in the reverse of the inside of the house and play.
Are you being unkind to me?
There he goes. Wow, he just left. It was nice to see him.
I'm glad he was here.
It's always good when he's
really comes
by,
out of nowhere.
I gotta say.
Yeah.
Yeah, just weird that he's one of our guests that just shows up sometimes. I don't know what, you know, it just, sometimes it just happens. You know what I'm saying? Gentlemen. Can anyone tell me what, so obviously everyone's been doing a lot of drinking during COVID. I know that a lot of people have picked
up
a heavy,
there.
Heavy
I just
drinking
bought a box, an entire yeah. box, like multiple, like a big box of wine today.
How $13,000
no.
bottle?
I think the most was I went a little. I like got a.
Whoa!
Yeah, based on the meal that you had for dinner, and then your boxed wine that's $60 per box.
No,
Zach,
no,
do you live in a condo?
The box itself, it was a
penthouse.
It was like 260.
That's a huge
box. The
box
itself was corrugated, so I don't know if you've ever seen a corrugated box before, Si. But corrugation costs money. Corrugation don't come for
the
free.
You've been trading some stocks?
No. I think I bought at the bottom, and then I haven't looked, so I think I'm doing good. Yeah.
You are doing good, undoubtedly. My recommendation, a Chid's play, for if you're listening to this when this comes out, as of today, the price of American Airlines is like 17 mm-hmm. bucks a share. That bad boy, it's not a short play, but a long play. If you buy that and just hold it for like 8 months, you're going to double your money easily. So that is my recommendation.
Yeah, you'll have $34.
Hell yeah.
A share. That's, you can double your money. Si, how are you going to double your money in the next 6 months? Please tell me.
I'm not.
You got me. I'm burnt. You're right.
Nailed it.
Wow, this fucking guy. Ugh. Ugh.
It doesn't preclude me from not doubling my money.
Hey. Yeah, if you got just money you're lying around, then just buy some airline stocks. They're going to go back up.
Now, anything. This is typically the part of the show where we ask if people have anything to plug. Jorts, Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
No, not at all.
Thank you. Old Beige Guy, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
I've been working on that Old Beige Guy. That's the only, I'm the only one working on it, honestly. It infuriates me to no end that I'm the only one thinking about it and the only one working on it. And it's just like that Melissa Etheridge song goes.
I'm the only one.
Whoa, the singing of song singers here. Go ahead, please.
And I'm the singular digit to stroll across, not to stroll over something for you.
Keep going, keep going. This is great. Keep going, keep going.
I'm the solo.
One.
One. The solo. No, you're fucking me up. Chick, you do it. If it's so easy.
Okay, let's go. Let's go. You can say one. That's okay.
And I'm the only person to trot across the inferno for not myself. And I'm the only person to die in my lustful thoughts for not myself. It's only myself
who makes you jog.
The emotions that you're absconding yourself from when all you want,
I don't know the next line, to make you come.
This is what come is. This is what come is. Yeah.
Wow, there he goes.
Zach and Jorts. Do you know who sings that song that going at?
No.
Was that, finally.
Maybe you'll know this song by the same.
I don't know any song.
Maybe you'll know this song by the same singer. Synonym Song Singer, you want to come back out? Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
Return to my doorway. Be on your knees, interior by the.
Is this all Creed songs?
Brightness of
no,
the.
Close though.
Brightness of the lunar thing. Please return to my doorway. I'll be back in my domicile shortly.
What you're hearing is the synonym song singer stylings in the tune of Melissa Hodge.
I would press the digits just to hear your breathing, and I would stand inside my not heaven and hold the digits of Satan. You don't know how far I would travel to ease this adorable ache. And you don't know how great a quantity I would give or how great a quantity I could take
from memory.
Just to,
I'm so impressed.
Just to get next to you.
Get next to you. Just to get next to you. Oh, just to get next to you. Whoa.
Zach, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
As always, Conway the Mini Aussie on Instagram for the dog.
Man, do you need a bottle? How about you? Do you have anything you'd
Not
like to
plug? Not at this time.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that you said not at this time in the form of a question.
Was there? How about wait? I think the synonym song singer has one more thing he has to say.
Get a little bit nearer. Listen to what I have to speak on. Just like babies conked out. We could conk out this evening away, but there's a full lunar thing rising. Let's go grooving in the shine. We know where the music is happening. Let's go out and feel the evening, because I'm still in.
When dolphins cry.
Thralled with you, I want to see you groove once more, because I'm still enthralled with you on this farming lunar thing.
Thank you, Neil Yamzinger guy.
You're welcome. Yeah, yeah. That was a request from old beige guy, so that's 100% his fault.
That was fine. That was great.
Yeah, it was great. Hey, should we just do We Didn't Start the Fire one time, just like all the way through, just all seven verses?
As I told you before, we had guests. Before we had guests, Chid, you were whistling things and asking me if I knew what that song was. I have been in this office since 7 in the morning. I worked, and then I did the recording right after working for the Pepsi Boys, and now we're here, and you want to sing
You think my life's not hard, Cy? My bed is over there. My Peloton's right there, and my workstation is right here. I'm in this room for
just
20
because
hours
I have
a day.
Two toilets doesn't
20 hours
me
a day. The only time
them.
I'm not in this room is when I'm shitting in a toilet and when I'm walking naked down the fucking hallway. Okay, man? So just fucking deal with it, baby. This is COVID living. We're not leaving.
I need some time for myself today.
Oh, don't you know you need a little bit of quantity of some time by yourself? Don't you know you need a little bit of quantity of time without anyone else around? Anyway, for old beige guy, for Jorts, for Zach Martin, of course, for Mangini in the Bottle, and for Cy Fieri, this is Chid saying, fuck you, Sealer. Wow.
What I'm really glad to have been a part of that.
I don't even know if this recorded. I'm getting an error message now.
It says recording still.
I know, but it's when it stops, it says, it's a bit crowded in here.
I could have told you that.
Because Synonym Guy kept showing up.
That's that song Synonym Guy fucked it all up for everyone. Wow. It didn't work.
What I find truly odd is that we had no one respond to that for like 10 minutes.
And then
five
you all
of you
jumped
showed
in at
up
once.
10 minutes later.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, same here. I like ran down to my basement. My wife has no idea where I went.
Rounding Down was produced by Chid. Music by Corey Major. Artwork by Cy Fien.
This was a Buzzcast Network production. Wow.